soldiers currently qualified for deployment and in uniform, and the total might be around 1,000. Add up the kills these snipers make and compare them to the results of infantry battalions and brigades and divisions, and you'll find that many of them individually make more kills than entire battalions or brigades, operating at the same time in the same area. You'll find few officers mentioned in this story, and they are, with the exception of my exceptional friend Charles Green, never behind the gun, and no sweeping accounts of battalions and brigades maneuvering against large enemy forces in glorious array. This book is about gunfighters, acting in ones and twos, about sergeants, about slaying very human beings in cold blood, warm blood, and the hot blood of close quarters battle. Under any other conditions, what we do would be murder, says Staff Sergeant James Gilliland, a sniper who has done a lot of killing. But under battlefield conditions, it's not murder, but part of the organized process to destroy the will to fight of an enemy force. Snipers inflict a kind of terrible psychological warfare on the entire enemy force by hunting and slaying people when they are not expecting to be slain. When snipers are on the battlefield, there is no safety anywhere for the enemy. This is an uncomfortable topic. Snipers take no prisoners. They win no hearts or minds. Their courage and valor do not make for polite dinner table conversation. Man for man, bullet for bullet, snipers are the most potent and powerful of all the many killing machines used for conflict resolution on the modern